Good afternoon, everyone. It's Allie Corman, Ed Carson with the breakdown of the action in today's session, Tuesday, March 12th, where we saw a lot of strength out there, Ed.
Yeah, really concentrated in the big caps. I want to take a look at one of them, ServiceNow, as well as Shockwave Medical and ArchRock.
Okay, well, we'll get to those three stocks, but first let's analyze the major indexes. First, kicking things off with a look at the NASDAQ, up 1.5% today, followed by the S&P 500, which was up 1.1% on the day. The Dow up 0.6%. We did have small caps lagging a bit with the Russell 2000 closing, with 15 minutes left in the session, essentially flat. Here's a look at IWM as well, edging lower. But like you said, concentrated strength here, Ed, and the NASDAQ looking quite strong.
Yeah, the NASDAQ almost set a closing high. The S&P did. It was a nice bounce off the 21-day-ish for the NASDAQ, and it did bounce off the 21-day/10-week line off for the Dow. One issue, though, of course, is that we've had this start-stop rally where, I mean, it's great that it's resilient. It just won't go down. We have what looked like a pretty nasty reversal on Friday. Then we fell some more on Monday. But here we are. The NASDAQ is almost extended once again. So it's one of the situations where it feels like there are these windows and you get that bounce maybe a little bit and you know, incremental buy and assuming those work. And we had that a couple of weeks ago, but quickly get extended again. So that's just an issue to watch out for. And meanwhile, the breadth is not great. With the Russell coming down, I believe, I haven't seen the final figures, but breadth was negative or slightly negative heading into the close. So, you know, not a great situation, or maybe it was about even, but a lot weaker than you would expect given the major indexes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the market right now, what it is showing, Ed, is how critical it is to pay attention to turns in the market. And if you can catch an early turn shortly after a follow-through day, and that, you know, granted, if that follow-through day works, then you get some sort of power trend, but it seems like the earlier you are in catching that trend, those are some of the best buys.
Yeah, and that's the way the rally has been. And even now, when you're looking for little turns or short windows, but for those who caught the turn in late October, early November, that's what really made the difference.
Okay, and the power trend continues for now. And now let's take a look at your TNX. This is the 10-year Treasury yield, because we did get some economic data out today, Ed, but the 10-year yield rising today didn't dampen the market rally too much, it seems.
No, it rose a little bit. The CPI inflation report was a little hotter than expected on some levels, though there were some details that were encouraging nonetheless. But yeah, this rose. It's not at new highs. So while this may have dampened market breadth, it certainly didn't stop the big caps from having a nice day.
Okay. And speaking of breadth, let's take a look at those equal weighted ETFs that we like to take a look at. Here's RSP. This is the equal weighted S&P 500 ETF, up just 0.25% versus the S&P 500's 1.1% gain. So definitely underscoring your point there, Ed. And then we can take a look at QQEW. This is the equal weighted NASDAQ 100 ETF, up 0.76%, so just shy of 0.8% versus QQQ's gain of 1.4% on the day. So a bit concentrated, as you mentioned, Ed. Any other thoughts there?
It's just that the prior 2 days, those equal weights didn't you know, reacted better than the overall. So I don't know what the last 3 days ultimately tally was, but not as big of a difference in that regard.
Yeah, good to know. Okay, well, underneath the surface, we're still focused on software stocks and chip stocks. So let's take a look at those two ETFs that track those groups, starting with IGV, tracking the software sector with a nice gain today at up 2.2% and arguably actionable here.
Yeah, definitely could have bought this today. Look, Oracle was a big reason for today's market gains. I mean, it had a big, nice gain. Gapped up right around to a buy point. You know, we're not going to look at this, but if this one holds up, that one might present a nice entry. I mean, going forward, there was a lot of big cap techs, software names that did well today. So I really, and IGV is weighted obviously towards those big cap names. So I think those really did well. It was a little more mixed among, you know, some of the other growth cloud names, but definitely some strength. I mean, they've been pausing for a while. There's a few groups that have been pausing for a while, a few sectors that have been pausing. So there's some bases there, whereas the chips are really extended. So maybe this is their time. The relative strength lines have lagged a little bit. So that's an issue. But yeah, the SMH, I mean, a nice bounce. That's great. And if you have it, but it's like, that's way out there. And, you know, so it's, you know, with all that. So that's just something that's going to take some time. That would need a real rest. It seems like at least get to the 21 day line for an aggressive trader. It just seems really, really out there right now.
Totally agree with you, Ed. So chips continuing to lead, but software has taken that breath, has paused, and now there are some selective buying opportunities there. So a good note on that and a good transition to ServiceNow. This is NOW. I own this stock, have been in it since early November, and I added a little bit today here, Ed. Looks like a potential buying opportunity. What are you seeing?
I completely agree. I mean, it bounced off sort of the last couple of days, bounced off the 50-day 10-week line, got above the 21-day line, got above the trend line, some short-term highs. There was some volume. At the end of this week, it's headed for a flat base. You know, so there's a lot to like about this pattern. It didn't fall that hard. It pretty much held the 10-week line on a weekly kind of basis. A lot of positive, yeah. And so this was one of the early leaders in the market rally, came out, you know, offered entries and breakouts right in early November. So nice to see a sort of new base forming, you know, in the process. Definitely was actionable today.
Okay. And this was added to SwingTrader today, and it's already on leaderboard. Let's also take a look at Shockwave Medical. This is SWAV presenting an entry of its own today at up 2.7% in volume.
Yeah, extending the bounce from the 21-day, breaking that trend line. You know, so that was nice action after the previous gap up on a weekly. There was a 3 weeks tight in there. You could argue that that this is a handle to a huge consolidation, depending on how you want to look at it. But it's pausing. It's sort of like after having this, it really didn't offer a lot of opportunities to get into this name because it kept on going up and up and up. And then it did have that gap up on earnings, but it was like, boy, it had gone up a lot. It sort of felt like it needed to pause, and it did. And now, so maybe this is an opportunity to almost play that earnings gap. And while the group is 58, there are some names in the medical systems, medical products. I mean, we've seen Dexcom, we've seen Edwards Life Sciences. There's some names out there that had really got hit for a variety of reasons, but this area is starting to come back. So that's another reason to seeing it's not just a lone wolf, that there's some names in here to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe even a massive double bottom here, Ed. Yeah. And a handle there because we got that undercut. All right. Let's now take a look at AROC. This is ArchRock. And I'll take a closer look at the daily chart because, Ed, I guess if we are going to see more breadth in the market, seeing oil and gas stocks participate would not be a bad thing.
No, this is not bad at all. We've had a few names from this area. There's Weatherford and some service names like Tidewater, you know, so FTI. So definitely a few of these that are doing well. This is an ascending base, which again, sometimes the market has an ascending base. And I guess there's a bit of that vibe with the market with the start and stop kind of issue. But nonetheless, this is going really well. And keep in mind is that this is in the energy sector, and the energy sector has not been rallying like this. So breaking the trend line today, continuing the bounce from the 21-day line, sort of actionable here. This one works in the natural gas space, but while natural gas producers have been terrible because the prices have been awful, this one is more in the pipeline transportation area, and that one's doing better. So this is a more solid sector, and this was our stock of the day. I didn't know much about it, I love the stock of the day because often I get to learn about companies I've never really, you know, haven't dug into. So that's something that, you know, is a great way to learn a little bit about a company that, you know, that are usually we're talking about companies that are actionable or nearly so. Mm-hmm. So nice action here.
Yes. Definitely check out that article on the homepage of investors.com or in this news section of Market Surge. Now, Ed, we did get a bounce off of the 21-day line and a trend line entry. We didn't quite get above average volume. I think at one point in the session, it was on pace to be above average, but we did get a pickup from the last couple of days, at least.
Pickup from the last couple of days. And you just sort of look the trend. If you look back, there's more blue spikes. I mean, not like this massive volume surge, but there's really haven't been too many, you know, red days above average of any real note. And there's been some nice blue days, you know, high volume gains, especially that run up around earnings. So you'd like to see more volume, but I think the general picture is positive on that front.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Ed. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it from us for today, but we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IABD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. We will see you there. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.